Could you say a few more words on posture? For example, I noticed that my body was leaning towards the left. If I weighted my right hand with intention, this seems to stop. Is this a correct tactic? In my martial arts training, a goal is to relax and make the breathing easier. Is that true of Vipassana as well? Yeah, I haven't really addressed posture very much, hardly at all, this retreat. I just somehow skipped over it. But in terms of posture, it's a very helpful anchor for awareness and being able to attend to posture, paying attention to a balance of posture, paying attention to the kind of energy we bring into the posture is very, very helpful in terms of the practice. And and by recognizing where our body either slumps or leans or drifts, it's helpful for just balancing energy within the body-mind complex. But also, sometimes you start to get a little inkling or insight into, well, what's going on in my body-mind, and by correcting or balancing the posture. And one of the things that's important is that the sense of relaxing, because this relaxing into the posture and then allowing the breathing to flow quite easily. If you're sitting like this, it's sort of slumped over, it's very difficult to breathe. The breath isn't. So then the mind tends to get dull, the body will tend to ache. And also with the posture, when there's a nice balanced posture, that's just quite naturally, that's the way the body can sit still for longer periods of time. You can't force the body into sitting still and sitting straight up, and you just get tense. But if you continue to relax and then allow the breathing to soften and balance the posture, balance the energy, then you find that there's a lightness within the body, a lightness within the mind. One of the things I try to draw attention to is whenever you go into a shrine room where there's a Buddha image, you almost invariably see the Buddha image is sort of, it's a very nice posture. I mean, you never see, they don't make Buddha images. It's just the archetype of sort of balance and poise and sort of composure is just that very relaxed posture. And I remember one time, it was the very first time that Ajahn Sumedho came back from England. He'd gone to England, established a monastery. He'd been there for several years, Then he came back to visit and pay respects to Ajahn Chah. And one of the gifts he brought was a kind of a Buddha image that had been sculpted by an English person, a student in England, and the image was sort of very upright, and Ajahn Chah sort of saw it and was sort of quiet for a while, and he looked from time to time, and then finally he sort of said, in the Thai language, the word for a Westerner is a Farang. He said, that looks like a Farang Buddha. It looks very tense. That's priceless. Uh-huh.